Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. Welcome back to the Hackberry House, a daily podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted church. I'm Bob, and this is podcast number 65. It's February 13, 2015. Today we talk about Kayla Mueller. We talk about Islam in Malaysia and problems in Florida. First, from Fox News via International Christian Concern, ICC, in a letter written to a family, to her family, during the ISIS captivity. Kayla Mueller said, "A lot of fight is left inside of me." Kayla Mueller wrote her family a heart-wrenching letter nearly a year ago, possibly from the bowels of a Raqqa, Syria building that U.S. Special Forces raided on July 4, 2014, only to learn that Mueller and at least three other hostages who were later killed had been moved days earlier. If you could say I have suffered at all throughout this whole experience, it is only in knowing how much suffering I have put you all through, wrote Mueller, a 26-year-old aid worker from Arizona who was kidnapped in Syria by ISIS in August 2013. I have a lot of fight left inside of me. I am not breaking down. I will not give in, no matter how long it takes, Mueller said in the newly released letter, believed to have been written in the spring of 2014. I know you would want me to remain strong. That's exactly what I am doing. Do not fear for me. Continue to pray, as will I. By God's will, we will be together soon. Mueller's parents confirmed Tuesday that their daughter died while in the hands of the terror group, though they did not say how or when she was killed. A source familiar with the communications told Fox News that the terror group sent Mueller's parents a photo taken from the neck up of their daughter to prove she was dead. We are heartbroken to share that we've received confirmation that Kayla Jean Mueller has lost her life, Carl and Marcia Mueller of Prescott, Arizona, said in a statement. Kayla was a compassionate and devoted humanitarian. She dedicated the whole of her young life to helping those in need of freedom, justice, and peace. The family received information from their daughter's ISIS captors over the weekend that was authenticated, according to U.S. officials. The family received a private message from Kayla's ISIL captors containing additional information, spokeswoman Bernadette Meehan said Tuesday. Once this information was authenticated by the intelligence community, they concluded that Kayla was deceased. ISIS claimed that last week that she was killed by a Jordanian airstrike, but offered no immediate evidence. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said Tuesday the family was unable to determine Mueller's precise cause of death or the timing of it. Earnest noted there was no evidence of civilians in the area prior to Jordan's strike on a weapons compound in Raqqa, Syria, he said had been hit before. What is not possible to call into question is that ISIL, regardless of her cause of death, is responsible for it, Earnest said. The Pentagon, meanwhile, said it's certain Mueller did not die in one of the Jordanian airstrikes. When asked Tuesday if there was any doubt who killed Mueller, Navy Rear Admiral John Kirby replied, "No doubt, ISIL." President Obama said in a statement earlier that Mueller, a 2009 graduate of Northern Arizona University, represents what is best about America and expressed her deep pride in the freedoms that we Americans enjoy and that so many others strive for around the world. In how she lived her life, she epitomized all that is good in our world, he said of Mueller. She's been taken from us, but her legacy endures, inspiring all those who fight, each in their own way, for what is just and what is decent. No matter how long it takes, the United States will find and bring to justice the terrorists who are responsible for Kayla's captivity and death. On this day, we take comfort in the fact that the future belongs not to those who destroy, but rather to the irrepressible force of human goodness that Kayla Mueller shall forever represent. Images of children suffering in the early stages of Syria's ongoing civil war prompted Mueller to leave her home in Prescott, Arizona in December 2012 to work with the Danish Refugee Council and the humanitarian organization Support to Life to help refugees. According to a family spokesman, Kayla found the work heartbreaking but compelling. Mueller was captured on August 4, 2013, in Aleppo, Syria, 10 days before her 25th birthday, while leaving a Spanish hospital staffed by the international humanitarian group Doctors Without Borders. According to an intelligence source, Mueller was kidnapped along with her Syrian boyfriend, who was let go days later. He went back to convince ISIS to free Mueller, but was unsuccessful, the source told Fox News. Jordan has been launching airstrikes against the extremist group in response to a video released this week that shows captive Jordanian pilot Lieutenant Muat al-Kasiba being burned to death in a cage. Al-Kasiba, whose F-16 came down in December while conducting airstrikes as part of a campaign against the militants by a U.S.-led coalition, was believed to have been killed in early January. Mueller is one of four Americans to die while being held by Islamic State militants. Three other Americans, journalist James Foley and Stephen Sutloff and aid worker Peter Kassig, were beheaded by the group. Ernest said Tuesday that at least one other American is being held captive in the region. Though Ernest did not name the hostage or the captor, it's believed Austin Tice, a U.S. Marine-turned-journalist, is being held by al-Nusra, al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate. At approximately 3 a.m. on July 4, 2014, U.S. Special Operations troops launched a hostage rescue attempt in Syria at a jihadist base known by terrorists as the Osama bin Laden camp. The troops failed to find the hostages and were forced to withdraw after a gun battle with ISIS militants, according to the Pentagon. U.S. intelligence sources told Fox News the White House knew of the hostages' exact location 8 months ago, at the end of May 2014, but did not sign off on the raid until 6 weeks later. The reason for the delay is not known. ISIS set up a Twitter account in October 2014 to communicate with the family of American Peter Kassig, a military veteran and aid worker, whom they later executed. To show their credibility, an ISIS tweet told the Kassig family to send the terror group's regards to Carl and Marsha Mueller. Obama spoke to Mueller's parents, offered his prayers and condolences, and committed that we will relentlessly pursue the terrorists responsible for Kayla's captivity and death. In confirming her death Tuesday, the Mueller family quoted another letter the young woman penned to her father on his birthday in 2011. She said, "I find God in the suffering eyes reflected in mine. If this is how you are revealed to me, this is how I will forever seek you," Kayla wrote in the letter. "I will always seek God. Some people find God in church, some find him in nature, some in love. I find God in suffering. I've known for some time what my life's work is, using my hands as tools to relieve suffering," she wrote. Friends and family gathered Tuesday afternoon to publicly share stories about a young woman who was driven by a calling to help those who are suffering. We will leave it at that. Now, you may have trouble as a Christian believer today with some of her theology, where she finds God. We know we find God in Christ and in a saving relationship with Christ. But here is a woman who speaks openly of God anyway, is not ashamed of the idea of seeking after God, and had found at least a measure of who he is. And we thank God for her. I want to go to another nation. Actually, I want to go to the same nation, but in another context, right down in Florida. Have you heard? A Florida high school student was disciplined. Now, keep in mind what I just read to you, and how everybody is praising Kayla Mueller, and rightfully so, and how everyone knows that she has a relationship with God, and they're talking about it on international news and praising her for it. Nobody has anything negative to say about Kayla Mueller and her God. But in Florida, a high school student was disciplined after a national atheist organization took offense when the student, concluded the morning announcements by saying, "God bless America." A spokesperson for the Nassau County School District told me, and that "me" is Todd Starnes, also Fox News, told me the student at Yulee High School deviated from the approved script on the morning of February 9th and uttered the words, "God bless America," apparently causing angst among two atheist students, too. It wasn't part of the scripted morning announcements, district spokesperson Cheryl Wood said. The principal took the appropriate steps in speaking with the student and disciplining the student. Disciplining the student? What's the penalty these days for asking God, the God of Kayla Mueller, to bless America? 30 lashes? Now, instead of reporting their angst to the principal, the atheist students reached out to the American Humanist Association. The AHA's legal arm, the Apignani Humanist Legal Center, fired off a testy letter to the principal and school district on the students, these atheist students, behalf. They said it is inappropriate and unlawful for a public school to start the school day with an official statement over the intercom stating God bless America. For such a statement affirms God belief, validates a theistic worldview, and is invidious toward atheists and other non-believers, the American Humanist Association wrote in a letter to the principal of Yulee High School. The AHA said the student violated the Constitution and broke the law by invoking God's name over the public address system. God forgive us in this country. They demanded the school immediately cease and desist under the threat of a lawsuit. Well, the daily validation of the religious views of God believers resigns atheists to second-class citizens, the AHA wrote in their letter. I want to know, where does God himself fit in the ranking of who is important in this country? First class, second class, no class. Because attendance is mandatory, the students have no way of avoiding this daily message either. Later that day, the AHA received a mea culpa from the principal, assuring them such behavior would not happen again. Here's the letter that Principal Natasha Drake wrote to the AHA. Quote, "Thank you for bringing this matter to my attention. I want to point out that the statement, 'God bless America, keep us safe,' that was made last week on the morning announcements was not approved by school administration, nor was it in the scripted announcements. The student on his own accord made the statement. I've called the student in this morning and directed him that at no time is he to add or take away from announcements that have been pre-approved, and that if he did it again, he would no longer have the privilege of making the morning announcements. I'm disappointed that the students who filed this complaint did not do so with me first, as I would have addressed it immediately. Once again, thank you for bringing this concern to my attention. It's our desire and intention to respect the beliefs and constitutional freedoms of all of our students at Yulee High School." Well, end of quote. So why in the world does the school district have a problem with God blessing America? As an official representative of a governmental agency, schools aren't allowed to promote or inhibit religion, Wood told me. Individual students are certainly permitted to express their religious beliefs, but not on behalf of the governmental body. She explained that once the student delivered the morning announcements, the student became a representative of the government, and therefore invoking God to bless our fruited plain became a no-no. Sweet Lord Almighty, good readers, we can't say God bless America or hail to Muslims. Nobody can get up there and say there is no God, Wood explained. We have respect for all people's faiths and religion. The school district is also frustrated that the atheist students declined to speak directly to school leadership. However, the kids apparently feared repercussions. Wood said, "We have an anonymous tip line the students could have used to make a report. Of course they do, because you never know when you might need to report a student for suddenly shouting, "Bless you," after a teacher sneezes. I asked Jeremy Dye, an attorney with Liberty Institute, to weigh in on this nonsense, and he said the atheists don't have a prayer. Quote, whether a student is being patriotic or engaging in religious speech, there's no law in this country forbidding a student from telling his or her classmates, "God bless America." And it's illegal for a school to censor a student for doing so, he said. Dice also wondered why atheists are so hell-bent on trying to censor the patriotic speech of a red-blooded American high school student. Regardless of this attempt by secularists to whitewash over this demonstration of patriotism by a teenager, America's students do not give up their right to free speech and the expression of their religious beliefs when they go to school, he said. I'd still like to know how they disciplined the morning announcement reader for such an egregious act, but the district spokesperson refused to tell me. Lord love 'em, but I'm not sure what's worse, perpetually offended atheists or constitutionally ignorant educators. Amen, that's good. That's good, even though it's a secular outlet. They do get the point, don't they? There's another one here I don't have time for today. I'll just read the headline. You can look it up yourself. Florida school board bans Bibles to prevent satanic group from giving books to students. What? You're on your own on that one. Incredible. That's from The Christian Post, if you want to look it up online. The Christian Post, Thursday, February 12, 2015. It's written by Stoyan Zaimov. A Florida school board bans Bibles so that a satanic group won't be giving out their books. That's going opposite direction. But you see the trick of the enemy here to get us all confused about what is proper and what is not proper, while God himself is left out of the discussion, isn't he? Well, thank you for joining with me. Tomorrow we will go back to Brother Mueller, the Mueller that we're studying, George Mueller. His autobiography continues, and there's so much good on there. I do hope you will continue to join me with that. Remember what Matthew 5:12 says, "Blessed are you." And what we're experiencing here is nothing compared to people in Asia and Africa and all the Middle Eastern countries, I understand, but it's coming here too. It's already begun, as you see. But blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you. Rejoice and be exceeding glad.